W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH. The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Yep. Welcome to the Monday episode, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading us, streaming us, however you may be taking in the content. We do appreciate you. We've got the airing of the grievances. It's Monday. Kareem here in the studio. Jason actually called in with his grievances, so you can do the same thing. You can call in and leave a grievance for us anytime you want. It's 916-281-9390. And leave a message for us here at the WTH Podcast. If we like your message or we think it's funny, we'll play it on the show.
And I would be aggrieved if I was stuck in upstate New York.
Well, I don't think he's been there long enough to be aggrieved, but we'll see what his complaints are all about. Otherwise, what do we got to get to today? Oh, the best dumb ideas. I saw that on Twitter and I'm like, yes. Plus, we'll talk about some of the ugliest college campuses. We have one here locally. And do fat women go to heaven?
I think so.
Well, if you suggest otherwise, you could be in for a beating.
Oh, yeah. You definitely would be in one by, beaten by a fat woman.
We got all that to get to, but as we do on Mondays, let's start with a little shooting the breeze. Here's a fun question. So you've done a lot of traveling, Kareem. You've been to a variety of places.
Yes.
North Dakota and back. Have you been to New England?
I've been everywhere in the United States on 80 down.
Okay. So you haven't been to New England?
I have not been to New England.
Because that ends in New York City.
I have been to upstate New York. I've been to Syracuse.
Yeah, Western New York. Yep.
Buffalo, Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. What's funny is I went to Cleveland once on a road trip, and the part of Cleveland that I liked the best, that I thought was the most fun to hang out in, I have come to find out, essentially there were some issues there, and it's completely abandoned.
Oh, damn.
Called the Flats.
Oh.
Flats down by the river. And I went with one of my friends and we had a fantastic time. We went to these bars. That was one of the places, I believe it was Jimmy's on the Flats that we went to, where there was this woman who was dancing and she was drunk and there was a DJ there. And it wasn't a DJ booth. It was just like on the back of the stage, but raised up.
Yeah.
And she went up to the DJ to flash her boobs, and she had pulled her bra off, done that deal where women pull their bra off and leave the shirt on.
Yeah.
So she flashed the DJ. She did that, flashed her boobs at the DJ. And then as she was coming back down, she did a face plant.
Oh.
It was amazing. And I also remember Jimmy's on the Flats. I believe the beers were 24 ounce beers for $6.
Damn.
They were big beers.
Were they watered down beers?
No. No.
Okay.
No, they were not. But as people have come to tell me, the Flats in Cleveland is no longer a thing. It's a little disappointing. I feel like I caught lightning in a bottle.
I think you did, because we used to go to a place called the Phase 5 in Slidell, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they would give you a cup. I think it was $10 to get in, and they give you a cup at the door that was all you could drink beer.
So now I'm looking at this thing. Now, the people who told me these things, maybe they're full of crap, because it the first look that I see here, as I look it up, says the Flats is a redeveloped area on the banks of the Cuyahoga River, known for its happening nightlife with edgy bars and clubs housing live music, comedy, and drag shows. The party vibe extends to patios and beer gardens nearby, while dining options include gourmet taco joints and hip cafes. A popular walkway lines the west bank of the waterfront, and water taxis take people from one side of the river to the other. I took one of those water taxis.
Yeah.
Over fucking priced. I don't remember what it was, but let's see. Yeah, there, I mean, here's, although TripAdvisor gives it 3.5 stars. So very interesting. I don't know. Let me see if Jimmy's is still open. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this place. It's just a dumb beer joint. Let's see. Oh, it's closed. Well, there we go. There's a Punch Bowl Social there now.
Oh, damn.
So it's become that. Oh, boy. Yeah, Jimmy's is closed. Jimmy's in the Flats. Closed. Let me see if I can find anything here. Add photos. I don't have any photos of Jimmy. Sorry. No, the yard house. What? From 2005. You know what? That.
Was that you?
I'm not Julie B. from Chicago, but I was there around that time. The review, and she's the first and only review. This place is pretty fun and different. The walls are decorated with movie posters, giving it a Hollywood feel. They have a ton of random memorabilia and very interesting things hanging from all over. The crowd is always fun and the bartender is friendly. So they gave her free drinks, is what she's saying. And that's why they're closed. So, well, that memory is gone forever. So, so there you go. All right. You know what? Let's just jump right into it. We'll get to Jason's stuff first. I think.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh yeah, it is. It is in fact time for that. So Jason called in for that, and here it is.
Yo, what up, freaks? This is your boy Jason. Just calling you from Chamo, New York, off of Chamo Bay, Lake Ontario. Yeah. So my grievance this week, man. Oh man, like airports and the ticket counter ladies. Like I was the first person to get there to check in for the flight. At the gate, because that's where you have to sign in for the flight. And not once, but twice, they because I was a single guy signing up, they're like, oh, well, you can sit on the exit. And I was like, well, I'd rather sit with a chair that reclines and possibly by a window, since I never travel by myself anymore. And I'd like to, you know, travel and sit by the window, because I always let my wife have it. They decided to give me the exit seats still that don't recline. And not only that, but they both times, both ladies were like, oh, well, it's more leg room. And I was like, bitch, like, you see how tall I am. I don't need any extra leg room. So this is definitely some bullshit, and definitely pissed me the fuck off. So, you know, but I was cool. I remained calm and just bit my tongue and just got on the plane and flew. So that's what I did this time, trying to not be so angry sometimes and not take it out on people that are jerks, like these ladies were, for sure. Especially when I get on the plane and there's actually a full row that's empty. That was right in front of us. It was empty, and I could have sat there, and I could have been next to the window, and I could have not had anybody next to me. But they didn't care, because they wanted me to sit in the exit room. Some fucked up shit, bitches. Anyhow, brah, hope you guys are having a good time. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
He wasn't done. He called back.
I was gonna say, usually they ask you if you can handle the responsibility of being in the exit row.
Well, you know, Jason, he would have said, well, I can. I just don't want to. Well, he called back.
Forgot, you know, fuck this lake too, man. Like, it's all like fucking hell high right now. Like, it's so high. I sent a picture. It's going up to the steps, and it's usually not that high. It's usually, like this limestone, like, place where you walk off of, like, the end of the lake. But it's up to the second steps. It's all like mossy and shit. So you can slip and die, and then like the water's hella high. And then I got here, and the water, it's like especially like 100% fucking humidity out here. And not only is it like 100% humidity, but it's also fucking hot. So it's like 85, and it's like, it feels like it's like 100 because it's so fucking humid. So, yeah, weather's been ridiculous when I was here. Bunch of shit. Anyhow, it's a good day today. You know, it rained, so it was like 69 and wasn't that humid. I mean, because it was raining, I guess. So that's how it was humid, is the rain. I'm not sure if that's how it fucking looks. I don't know. Anyhow, guys, push out.
Google transcribe that last thing as push out.
Yeah.
So it's Jason checking in with his grievance. Kareem, what's been bugging you?
Okay. Fucking Baltimore District Attorney's Office.
Okay, what do they do now?
I think I may have mentioned this one before. They are trying the same man 5 times.
Okay.
For a murder that he did not commit.
All right.
Not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 5.
It's a lot of times.
First, they charged him with robbing a taxi driver. But the guy walked up to him in court, like looked at him. He's like, "Hey, judge, can I go look a little closer?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, no, that's not him. That looked like him." So they dismissed that case, or he was found not guilty of that case. But somehow they fucking charged him. They convicted him of being a felon and charged in possession of a gun, even though he wasn't the person. So they couldn't get him on that. And they had shot him in the face.
Oh.
So the Baltimore Police Department decided to charge him with a murder because there was a body on the gun that they planted on him.
Oh, boy.
So we're 2 days into the trial, into his new trial. Police detective done testified 3-4 times, told them that there wasn't anything on the surveillance camera, the CCTV cameras that they have in the city of Baltimore, that was of any evidence that had anything to do with this case. Why did the fucking prosecutor bring a fucking videotape to court, or disc the court, that they didn't bring the other 3-4 times that they've tried this dude? It just magically appeared on the 5th time.
It was in the back of the evidence drawer.
It just magically appeared on the 5th time. And they had a motherfucker who followed the guy who got killed and was pulling a fucking mask over his face as he was walking behind the dude. Don't you think that that motherfucker might have had something to do with killing this dude?
Possibly. I mean, it seems plausible. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to Baltimore. Yeah, I don't want to go.
Now, if you're a prosecutor and you find this videotape that shows somebody else walking behind this dude, pulling a mask on, and he gets killed a block later, you know it's not the guy who you shot in the face?
Probably not, no.
Why don't you just drop that shit and just let it go?
Well, they have to get a conviction. That's how they get reelected.
No.
By convictions.
And there's a black woman who's a prosecutor, a district attorney in Baltimore. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Because she is still fighting this shit. You have shot this man in his face. He had a bullet lodged in his throat for fucking 5 years or some crazy shit like that. Because you wouldn't give him medical treatment that the judge told you to give to him. And you're trying this dude for the 5th fucking time. You should be a fucking shame yourself. You should be put in prison with him. Oh, one of the 2 guys who testified against him is in jail.
Oh, okay.
One of the 2 cops that testified for him. Look, they couldn't find him to testify because he's been fired. He was convicted of lying. He created a fucking, he created a degree for himself so he could get a raise.
That's ingenuity.
Yes.
Jesus.
And you use his name in the record.
Well, yeah. I mean, the jurors don't know. They clearly don't know any better.
Oh, and look.
But the judge should.
The girlfriend, the wife of the defendant was like, wait a minute. I know that name. Oh, yeah. Let me go look at that again. And she was the one who turned it over to the defense attorney. She knew his name. You're the fucking prosecutor. Y'all prosecuted him for the shit. You should know this.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking mess. Sounds
and like the fucking cop who told them, oh, well, we looked at the tape and all the tape showed was the video camera was turned the wrong way. So all it showed was foliage from the trees.
Oh, Baltimore.
Somebody is in prison behind this shit, man.
Yep.
And you're trying to give him more time instead of saying, we fucked up. You can go now.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that would be the custodial staff you just heard coming. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Since the door is locked. That's crazy. My grievance nowhere near that serious. My grievance is with the World Wrestling Entertainment. WWE.
For you to say that, that's serious.
I've been having issue with them for a bit now. And as we record this, it's going to be a week old at this point. But as we record this, they've decided. Now, they have made the decision that they are going to update their product, that they're going to try to appeal to a younger audience, a hipper audience again. So the way they did this was they decided to invite back all of the superstars of years past, like Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Kevin Nash. Let's see. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, at least Stone Cold Steve Austin is doing things in entertainment. Yeah. The Rock, not The Rock. Not The Rock. I believe the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, was there. But this is what they're doing to attract. Look, Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of my favorites of all time. Dude has not been an active wrestler for, I believe, 16 years at this point.
Yeah, it's been a long time. He hasn't been active since I stopped watching wrestling.
I believe 16 years was his time frame for being out of wrestling. And that's who you're bringing back? I mean, I understand. He was the biggest thing. Now, if you were just bringing back him because he's a badass and he's got a new show coming out on USA Network,
yeah,
I get that. But all of the others, I'm like,
what are you bringing Ted DiBiase back for?
I don't know.
You should have never had Ted DiBiase in the first place.
The Million Dollar Man?
No.
Well, everyone's got a price, Kareem.
He sucked ass.
Especially the Million Dollar Man.
He sucked ass.
So, yeah, it's that idea. And this is what happens when you have a 75-year-old megalomaniac running your company who won't listen to people. And they stood here in the ring in Sacramento just before Christmas, the entire McMahon family and Triple H, and said, you know what? We're going to listen to you, the fans. From now on, you, the fans, are the authority, and what you want matters, and what you say goes. And that was a big steaming pile of bullshit. And they have been the only big company for so long that they can get away with that and have it. And I'm not going away from them. I'm just saying that it's pissing me off. Meanwhile, so that's my grievances with them. Meanwhile, All Elite Wrestling is gearing up. They've had three events so far. The last one was it had some hiccups in it. The first one was amazing. The second one was really good. The third one had some hiccups. And then they're going to have another one at August 31st, I believe it is. Yeah. They're having that one in Chicago, and then they are launching their weekly TV show. So,
what station is that going to be on?
It's going to be on TNT, Kareem. TNT, the same place that carried WCW Monday Nitro. Don't know what night of the week yet. It'll either be a Tuesday or Wednesday, but they are going to be airing on TNT every week. So there is an alternative to be excited about, but it's just really irritating when they're like, oh yeah, you're the authority. It's whatever. It's what you guys want. And then we just do the same shit.
Yeah.
The same shit over and over and over and over and over again.
Don't they know that half the people that know who these people are don't watch wrestling anymore?
Or they're the people that watch wrestling. You're saying you want to get teenagers. You want to get young people. Having these, what are you expecting? Are you expecting people to watch and go, tell their teenagers, go, hey, you know.
I remember when this guy was.
This guy kicked some serious ass. Like, okay, old man. That's exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, and as it should be, as it always is, that's what you're going to get. And WWE is loaded with so many super talented.
Yeah, I've watched
people.
I've watched it occasionally, or, you know, it was one of those things I was flipping channel. It's like they have people. They have a lot of young talent.
They've got more wrestlers than they know what to do with. They have so many people that they're paying six-figure salaries to that you don't see on TV every week because they don't want them to go to All Elite Wrestling. So they're paying people $300,000-$500,000 a year, and you almost never see them on TV. Think about that.
That's crazy.
The amount of money that they have.
Yeah.
Because they, first of all, they have the deal with Saudi Arabia where they go to wrestle.
Yeah.
They've got the WWE Network, which, great. They make a ton of money on it. Good. It's a great deal. It's $10 a month. You get the pay-per-views, which were $40, $50, $60, $70 every month.
Yeah.
You get all of those for that built-in price, and you have a huge back catalog. So anybody who hates on the network, fuck off. It's a really good value. They got $1 billion for Monday Night Raw from USA.
Yeah.
And $1 billion from Fox for SmackDown, which is moving to Fridays.
Okay.
So that's $2 billion from that TV deal, plus their own network, plus the Saudi Arabia deal. They're flush with cash.
Yeah.
And they don't want performers going somewhere else. Meanwhile, All Elite Wrestling, and I know if you don't watch wrestling, and think of it as a clash of a battle of titans of sorts.
It's pretty much WCW versus WWE.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the industry is. You've got one company that says, oh, we're going to hold on to everybody. No one can go, no one can go, no one can go. And the other company that says, you know what? We don't need your people. We've got our own people that we're pulling up from the lower ranks, the people that are in all the independents, the people that you may not know about yet.
Yeah.
They're really fucking talented, and we're going to focus on them. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the two go against each other. But the bottom line is, at least WWE seems to know they have a problem. It's just the way they're choosing to attempt to solve it is just really fucked in the head.
I always like WCW, WWE, WCW, that NWA.
Well, yeah, I mean, where you grew up, that would make sense. Yeah. That was your territory.
Once even that and comparing that to WWE was like comical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at a certain.
Or was it WWF at that time?
It was WWF.
Yeah.
So, all right. That was my rant. And by the way, please feel free to give us a call with your grievance anytime. Again, it's 916-281-9390. And, we can play it just like we did Jason's grievance. All right, so Fox News, Geraldo Rivera, he says some very questionable things over there. He takes points where he's like, Donald Trump's great, and he does other things. And,
yeah.
But he was on the couch with Pete Hegseth, and things sort of changed for Geraldo. The worm turned for Geraldo. We got old school Geraldo back for only a moment.
But you, like many, have accused him of racism. But if you go back and look at that tweet, he's not talking about race. He's talking about whether or not you love this country and appreciate it. And if you don't appreciate it and don't love it and don't want to work to make it better, then maybe you could consider going somewhere else. There's plenty of countries on Earth.
Come on, Pete. But this is their country. They have citizens of the United States.
He's talking about, in general, about the principles of our country.
So if you don't believe it, you don't like it, you could leave.
Absolutely. They can say that to me.
You cannot say that.
You can totally
say it to me.
Well, I could say it to you.
I've had 10 street fights, basically.
least on its own saying to me, because I'm Puerto Rican, go because back to where you came from. I was born on 17th Street.
I'm not this looking at the color of your skin. I'm looking at what you stand for, the principles of our country.
Once you make nationhood and citizenship like that conditional on your political loyalties, you run a very dangerous path there, Major, and you should know
a lack of gratitude.
What about the fact that people aren't grateful to be here? The gratitude is not a requirement.
Of course not.
She is part of.
So the important thing to remember from this is Geraldo has been at least 10 street fights.
Yes. And I just want to say that every time that I've been told to go back to Africa, what had nothing to do with me being grateful to be here, had nothing to do with my political leaning since I served in the military.
Right.
And everybody in my family served in the military. So, yeah. So it always had to do with my color.
Yeah.
It was always go back to Africa. It wasn't go back to where you came from. It wasn't go back to North Carolina where I came from.
Right.
It was go back to Africa.
Right. And when Trump was saying it, he didn't mean go back to Minnesota.
No.
Or go back to New York.
No.
He did not.
So there's those Fox people. Dude, you really got to watch that Roger Ailes show.
On Showtime?
On Showtime.
Yeah.
That shit in the documentary. This motherfucker was on some shit. And all of these, fuck these Fox News people, because they bought into that shit, hook, line, and sinker. And they knew that the shit was wrong. Yeah. Some of them stood up to him, but a lot of the motherfuckers did that shit knowing what they were doing. If we have any Fox News viewers, they knowingly lie to you.
Yeah.
That's part of the game.
Well, but they will argue that every news station lies to viewers.
Yeah. No, this shit's on a whole nother level.
It is, but their argument will be, well, MSNBC lies too, and they lie more. Yeah. And CNN's fake news. That's what they'll say, because that's what they've been conditioned to say. Now, I found this article, which I found really interesting. It's on Jezebel, and it's titled "The Rapid Life Cycle of a Conservative Martyr." And there's a lovely young lady with a Make America Great Again hat. Her name is Kathy Zhu. She's Miss Michigan and the upcoming Miss World America contestant. Well, she was, except she's been stripped of her rank after a series of truly terrible tweets from the college student resurfaced on social media. Conservative pundits labeled the pageant's actions MAGA phobia, with everyone from alt-right conspiracy theorist Jack Prospect to disgraced singer Joy Vila weighing in. The path the story charted over the weekend landed Zhu among the ever-increasing number of conservative martyrs, enjoying a brief spin in the limelight as a symbol of the perceived discrimination faced by those with Trumpian politics. Having tracked the cycle and written about it frequently, I'm left to wonder who does it really benefit? That's from the article's author, Joan Summers. Kathy Zhu tweeted, and her handle was @politicalKathy. There's a try a hijab on booth at my college campus. So you're telling me that it's now a fashion accessory and not a religious thing, or are you just trying to get women used to being oppressed under Islam?
That is the dumbest shit.
Yeah, well.
If you didn't want to do it, don't do it.
Well,
just keep moving the fuck on.
And I guarantee it was to get to create an understanding that it's not a symbol of oppression. It's merely a headscarf that's part of their religion. In 2018, writer Ann Martin documented a series of tweets from University of Central Florida students after the school's Muslim group offered a try a hijab on booth. One tweet in particular resurfaced this week when enterprising social media users noticed that Political Kathy was Kathy Zhu, the upcoming Miss Michigan. Try saying that three times fast, in the Miss World America pageant. In response to the tweet now deleted, Zhu tweeted a strange retort to a Twitter user claiming she was racist. The tweet, quote, "The majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks. Fix the problems within your own community before blaming others." Zhu, responding to the growing social media attention, tweeted, "Someone called me an Islamophobic for not wanting to put on a hijab. Someone called me a racist because I recognize that black people kill more blacks than police do. Good luck to those who are as gullible as this. She then received emails sent between the directors at the Miss World America pageant. In them, she questions if they know what is insensitive and if the people in the MWA are implying that they advocate for punishment of women who refuse to wear a hijab. Fox News, of course, eventually picked up the story, portraying Zhu as a sympathetic, unwilling victim of a systematic injustice on behalf of the tolerant left. Shortly after, Zhu released a video thanking her many new fans and followers that there shouldn't just be a diversity of skin color, but also a diversity of thought. Now, the cycle of her rise to deplorable glory adheres to a too familiar narrative amongst hardline conservatives that racists are frequently unfairly punished for having a difference of opinion. The call to action was certainly heard as a slew of blue-checked conservative Twitter fixtures, were retweeted, sharing their support, while outlets like Breitbart and Town Hall posted in defense of blogs. Fox 2 Detroit even granted Zhu an interview as evidenced by photos that she shared. She tweeted, "So glad I got the opportunity to be on Let It Rip, Fox 2. There were so many diverse opinions that it was great to hear all the different stances about my story." Now, the immediacy with which an unknown pageant contestant became legitimized as a metaphor for the irrationality of the left is a grim reminder of the success that often comes with any kind of social media notoriety, even negative press. Consider the Bagel Boss guy, who went from a dangerous misogynistic terror at a local bagel shop to a beloved incel hero in a matter of days. He even found representation in advertised t-shirts before Twitter suspended him last week. Now, in regards to Kathy Zhu, I doubt that her Fox 2 appearance will be the last one that we hear from her. There is an infinitesimal line between a disgraced racist and a rising social media celebrity, which grows slimmer by the day. Perhaps let's stop naming people gun girls and bagel boss guys. It might even help to stop covering these fake heroes on sites like Jezebel, which only legitimizes the platform they should be denied in the first place. But it's the weekend, the news is slow, and Zhu is quite literally everywhere. So how can I not shout about this mess into the abyss? How? Please tell me, I'm begging you.
Again, you want to, hey, if you want to do what you want to do, there are consequences. You can't. You decided you wanted to represent Michigan.
Yeah, and they decided that after you said what you said,
you're not a good representation.
Well, and the pageant said, "We don't want you in the pageant."
Yeah,
that's the consequence of it. But this happens again. Yeah, this is a cycle. Someone does something and says something terrible, and it's like, well, look at you. I'll jump into conclusions, and how can you be that? Why, we can't have a difference of opinion? We could have a difference of opinion, but when your opinion is that certain people or groups of people, based upon their skin color or their ethnicity, are less than,
yeah,
then that's not a difference of opinion. It's you being racist. Or if I were to sit here and talk about the fact, I don't want to say this wrong, talk about an opinion that men are better than women because women are inferior and blah, 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 blah. If I were to say something like that, that's not a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
That is simply being sexist.
Yes. And she could have brought up that black people kill more black people than the police do.
But what did it have to do with anything that we're talking about?
Right. So in that same vein, she could also mention that white people kill more white people than police do, that Asian people kill more Asian people than police do, and that Mexican people kill more Mexican people. That's how it works.
Right, because you kill who you're around.
It kills who you're around. So, but you said it to make a point that it was black people, to make it seem like it was just black people.
Right.
Which is racist.
Yep. I mean, she's a pretty young girl, obviously, and she's got a big smile and big, beautiful eyes, and she's a beauty pageant contestant, and she'll be okay.
She wants to be known. And so,
she's certainly known. But again, every time I see something like this, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And we did. We laughed about the Bagel Boss guy.
Yeah.
And he really is. Now, anybody who's that angry at women for not wanting to date him, it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's not just that you're short, dude. And I get if you're on a dating site and women are like, no, you're not tall enough, blah, blah, blah. When I was single, I ran into that and I'm 5'8".
Yeah.
Oh no, I need to date somebody who's 6 feet tall. It's like, you're 5'3".
Yeah.
It's like, but here's the thing. There are terrible people out there who are incredibly superficial and there's nothing you can do about that. And maybe let your personality shine through and don't be an asshole. And maybe you'll do okay. Speaking of, there's a priest that says fat women won't go to heaven. That didn't end. it did not end well for him. In the church, a priest is expected to perform ceremonies and give sermons to the congregation. The sermons usually address varied religious and scriptural topics, but it's easy to get carried away when you're preaching to a large gathering, like one priest in Brazil did. We'll tell you what he said, but it's more important that it's what happened to him after a woman jumped on stage and proceeded to knock the priest off the platform. It was all caught on camera. The video has obviously gone viral, and according to reports, the woman was listening from the audience but lost it when the priest said fat women don't go to heaven. Reports also added the priest, Marcelo Rossi, is a well-known religious figure, a priest in the Catholic community in Brazil. So let me see if this is a... Have you seen this video yet, Kareem? Let me see if I can forget that.
Looking forward to seeing
the actual video. There's a screenshot of it. Now, the majority of Brazil's population is Roman Catholic, and Rossi is one of the country's most famous priests. The incident left the audience in horror as they couldn't really process what happened since things moved rather rapidly on stage. There were about 100 worshipers who were standing up from their seats the moment the priest fell down from the stage. It took place during a religious event in Sao Paulo. After he was pushed, Rossi said, "Don't worry, I'm fine. Just some mild pain. That's normal. Nothing's broken. Amen." I don't know that that's how you end a prayer. Following the incident, the priest did not make any controversial statements. The video that captured the whole incident shows how masses were left horrified as the camera panned. Now, later, the woman's friends informed police that she had mental health problems. Rossi later continued with the sermon after the woman got arrested. That's what the church said on Twitter. Here it is, Kareem.
Parabéns. Parabéns. Parabéns.
I want to see where she went after that.
The camera panned away, yeah, Parabéns. So we don't know. All right. Yeah, she ran away from behind, too. So anyway, the priest was unharmed, and because he did not press any charges, the woman was later released. So I guess all's well that ends well, and the reason she's not going to go to heaven is probably not because of being fat.
No, it might have something to do with assaulting a priest in church.
You know, I didn't even think she was that fat. She moves quick.
Yeah, she did.
Is what I'm saying. So anyway.
That might have been, she might have had some issues with her weight.
Well, her friends say mental health problems, so.
And now it's time for the...
Nope.
Lean back, relax.
Yeah.
And enjoy sex toy news.
We'll keep the pastor talk going. Pastor out at famed Riverside Church after sex toy shopping spree. The reason for her ouster is far more stimulating than any sermon this pastor could have delivered. The Reverend Dr. Amy Butler, the first woman to lead Manhattan's famed Riverside Church, lost her lofty post amid complaints that she brought ministers and a congregant on a sex toy shopping spree and then gave one of them an unwanted vibrator as a birthday gift. Yeah.
Did she offer to use it on them or did she just give it to them?
On May 15th, Butler allegedly took two Riverside assistant ministers and a female congregant to a sex shop in Minneapolis called the Smitten Kitten during a religious conference. That's according to sources familiar with the out-of-town shopping excursion. At the store, the pastor bought a $200 bunny-shaped blue vibrator called the Beaded Rabbit for one minister, who's a single mom of two, was celebrating her 40th birthday. as well as more pleasure gadgets for the congregant and herself. The female minister didn't want the sex toy, but accepted it because she was scared not to. Butler also offered to buy a toy for the second minister, a gay man in a committed relationship, but he declined. Butler, who's known as Pastor Amy, and the others were visiting Minneapolis for the 27th annual Festival of the Homiletics, a week-long conference at which the 49-year-old pastor presided over closing worship service. Neither assistant minister wanted to go to the raunchy store, but the male minister repeatedly told Butler they were uncomfortable. Butler said they didn't have to go, but they felt pressured and feared professional retaliation. At the register, Butler quipped, "Is this a church business expense?" and pulled out the church credit card, although it's unclear if she actually used it to make the purchase. A formal harassment claim was filed days later, prompting the church's lawyer to hire a third-party investigator who interviewed both ministers and substantiated the claims. Butler did not respond to requests for comment. In the New York Times article published online, the Post began making calls for the story. Her supporters claimed she was let go because she spoke up against harassment and sexism. But a source familiar with the investigation said Butler and the church mutually parted ways when her position became untenable amid accusations of misconduct, adding the sex toy incident was one of several concerns they had about her judgment.
What punk ass went and told on this?
40-year-old single mother of two and a gay man who didn't want sex toys.
Oh my God.
By the way, from what I understand, the that $200 rabbit is quite the thing, especially for a single mom.
Oh yeah.
Also in sex toy news, kitchen tools you can use as sex toys. I'm just going to run through the plastic wrap. number one.
No, you cannot use plastic wrap.
It can be used as a restraint instead of handcuffs or a scarf, Kareem. It's inexpensive, stretchy, and sticks to itself, making it ideal for a little afternoon delight.
It is on the bag that you can't use it as a sex toy because it'll kill you. Because some dumbass killed himself.
Well, you can't wrap it around your face.
Well, they did that.
Well, that's...
And then they sued the company for it after they did it.
Number two, candle wax. Number three, a pastry brush. Oh, yeah, I want to butter your buns, baby. Number four, turkey baster. Number five, chocolate or caramel sauce. Number six, ice cubes. Number seven, a wooden spoon. Because a wooden spoon and spanking go hand in hand.
Yes.
But make sure you test the waters with your partner before you first swing. This one freaked me out. Pizza cutter.
Yeah, no.
As long as you're extra careful. No. No, no, no. You cannot use a pizza cutter. Chopsticks. That's right. Leftover chopsticks from your sushi dinner or Chinese takeout. Add rubber bands and incorporate them into an evening of kinky fun. Pinch the nipples, labia, and the skin of the scrotum or anywhere you can grab some flesh. Then apply rubber bands to tighten around both ends.
No to the scrotum.
Kareem says no to the scrotum. That's
no.
Oh, hold on. I believe I have to note that as the show title. Really, really quickly here. And number 10 is a chip clip bag or a chip bag clip. So those are the sex toys. Waiting around in your kitchen.
Yeah, no. Chip clip bag. I guess if you use a BSM, you clip a nipple. Well,
they say to keep things on the safer side, opt for the plastic version rather than the metal. Yeah, no kidding. Or you could just go to the Smitten Kitten and buy some sex toys.
Yeah.
Why you gotta ruin stuff in the kitchen?
Yeah.
No one's going to come over for your dinner parties anymore, Karen. I'm just saying.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Go ahead and say it, Kareem.
Who would have put a chopstick in your scrotum? What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we haven't had sex toy news in a while, so there you go.
Just pretty much saying, go ahead and put a chopstick in your ass. Maybe that should be the title of the show, Chopstick in Your Ass.
No, I think No to the Scrotum is better. So we're getting near the end here, but since I talked about it, I want to get to a couple of things. So the ugliest college campuses, it came out on complex.com. Sac State came in at number 40 of the 50 ugliest campuses. There are a lot of them up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And quite a few in Southern California, ironically.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think that one was at University of Stanislaus. That's probably got an ugly campus.
Nope, that did not make the list.
Yeah, it should have.
Did not make the list. So let's we're not going to talk about that. People can look that one up. So I talked about this earlier, and I think it was a fun thing. People are sharing their dumbest ideas to make the world a better place. This is from Twitter. Someone with a handle. At Bijan Stefan, or Gamer Wife, said, I'm curious, what's the dumbest idea that you have had that you nevertheless believe will, if implemented, make the world a better place? And here are some of the answers. If you come to a complete stop at the bottom of an on-ramp, you immediately lose your driver's license.
Agree.
Your car horn is just as loud inside your car as it is outside.
No.
Well, there are people who love laying on the horn, so maybe. Smart traffic lights. So sitting through a light, so sick of sitting through a light where no one else is around. What a waste of time and gas. You should be allowed to email or DM your doctor when you have a quick question. You actually are.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing. All museums should have free entry and all parks should supply free sandwiches. You're a communist. I've been saying for years that a car horn that makes like a womp womp, I'm sorry sound when you're bad at driving, acknowledge it and are sorry about it and don't want to get yelled at by strangers.
I could agree with that one. We could get that for Diana.
Totally. If you don't use a turn signal, your car won't turn.
I kind of like that one.
No one would ever make a turn here in Sacramento. And if you if you forget to turn off your signal, your car will automatically turn for you. So there's two sides.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a year off paid to write their novel or farm alpacas. That is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Because it would be universal nap time.
And finally, no toilet paper, self-cleaning butts.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's a terrible idea, but it's funny.
Yes.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Alrighty, let's wrap it up with a little bit of a speak out from the Press Republican. This first one's called Hoopers. Clinton County should be proud and should show their support for six area athletes. Congratulations, Kaya McComb, Abby Racine, Audi Hollister of NCCS, Corey Stillwell of AVCS, Peyton Kucher of Saranac, Abby Crahan of PHS, and Courtney McCarthy of Peru for being chosen to represent the Adirondack region at the Be Canny Summer Hoops Festival, a.k.a. the Empire State Games. Jesus. You've all worked so hard and deserve only the best. The schools and their athletic department should be extremely proud of your accomplishment. Signed, Grandma. Hey, glad to see there have been no complaints about the increased fees at the city beach. What do they get for their increase? Porta potties, limited swim area, no food vendor, a building ready to fall down, grounds in disrepair, a hazardous wall next to the volleyball courts. Glad I didn't have to pay for this. Pretty much describes it. Hey, high school sports is supposed to be enjoyable for both student athletes and parents. What I witnessed at a soccer game between Plattsburgh and Shazy was embarrassing. Everyone in attendance knows the problem. It is sad that the student athletes of schools and parents of those children have to be subjected to such disappointment. It will take complaints from many to make sure our kids have an enjoyable and safe environment to play in.
Say that again.
Basically, there's one parent who's a pain in the ass and no one will do anything about it. Quit being a pain in the ass at the soccer game, Karen. And finally, when asked about my nationality / ethnicity, I may mention my German or Irish roots, but most often say I'm an American. In the Tuesday, July 16th paper, Congresswoman Stefanik referred to her colleagues, all of whom are American, as legal U.S. citizens. Really? Sounds like spin.
Does sound like spin. Spin your ass back to I don't know where.
Hold on. I have something that I'm holding up. When we do video, you'll be able to see it. It involves spin. The first thing it involves is sitting. So you can do both of those, lady. I'm guessing, lady. I don't know. It could be a dude. I don't know. It's somebody who clearly doesn't have enough to do. All right, that's going to do it for us for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you, Jason, for calling in with your grievance.
Have fun.
Thank you, for Cream, for hanging out with me. And thank you guys for downloading and listening to the show. Remember, you can call us anytime, 916-281-9390, and leave us your grievance or anything you want to say about the show, or just say hey. And of course, always hit those Shop Amazon and Shop Target tabs at the top of WTHpod.com. We will see you next time. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.